This is TWiT.
Everything's computerized, everything feels like it's really inexpensive,
right.
But for a small group of folks to build a product and sell it for $99,
right.
We couldn't do it.
Does it mean because you have to do custom chips and things like that?
So the custom PCBs, but also like buying in large quantities.
You can't do it,
right? Yeah. So we sold 500 of those. And, you know, when you build a product, they say you should multiply your cost of your BOM, your bill of materials, by 2.5 or 3 times.
Right.
So if you start doing the math, you start to realize, well, if the computer is $30 or $40, your product's almost $300.
Right.
So we're like, based on those numbers, we needed to lower the cost of the computer.
Right.
So we set off on this sort of journey and went to China where we had spent some time. And we were like, how do we build a computer that costs less than $10? Because we want to make things like auto and make them cheaper.
Now, there's a Raspberry Pi, but it's $35.
Yep.
There are Arduinos and others, but nothing is less than $10.
Nothing is less than $10.
That's really inexpensive.
It's,
and when you say computer, you're not just saying the processor. You want I.O. and everything.
Everything, right? So we need all the stuff that makes
what
it a computer.
What were the specs you needed?
So we wanted about 1 gigahertz of speed.
Okay.
Right? We wanted 256 to 512 megs of RAM.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah,
okay.
Quite a bit. And the goal here is that can we run a full Linux distribution?
Right.
Because the fun of all of this is if we can have a really inexpensive computer to build things with, then we want to be able to run real Linux.
Right.
Not something you'd run on a router like, you know, OpenWrt. That's all great. But if we want to build a product, we want to run like real Python, real C code, things like that.
So you need to boot a real operating system. But you also need I.O. on this. You need disk storage. It has disk storage?
Yep. So like on other sort of developer boards and products, you have to attach an SD card. Which
yeah, that's Raspberry Pi. You put a
things
little
like that.
SD
yeah,
card.
And it's a problem because they're very slow. So we wanted it to be able also to boot very fast. So it felt like, you know,
so
a real
integrated
thing.
RAM.
You got it. So integrated permanent storage. So we use NAND flash. And then that's where you get chip, which we have right here.
This is the chip.
We're gonna
fold. Now, what about I/O? Do you have Bluetooth? Do you have Wi-Fi?
So this has got Wi-Fi, BGN, Bluetooth 4.0, which supports Bluetooth LE.
I see USB.
Two USB ports, USB 2.0 on the go. It's got composite video.
So
out.
This is OTG.
The small one's OTG. The large one is just regular
standard.
USB 2, yeah.
And that's power, or is it?
This one is actually composite video,
oh,
microphone
wow.
in, and stereo out.
Oh, that's cool. So the power comes in through the micro USB?
Through the micro USB,
okay.
Yeah. And
cool.
Then it also has built-in battery charging as well. So you can plug in a LiPo, single-cell LiPo pack and build stuff with it and take it outdoors, you know, like auto. So if you look at all the stuff we needed to build to make auto, we put it all into a little board.
Wow.
So you can build projects. But the fun thing is, and we learned this along the way, is like, oh, man, we've lowered the cost of the computer below $10. It's a computer.
That's a product.
Well, that's an interesting thing on its own.
Yeah.
And
so tell me, what are the chips on here? That must be the storage, right?
So this is actually a combination NAND storage, which is 4 gigabytes.
Four gigs of storage.
And then 512 megs of DDR RAM.
So it's your NAND and your RAM.
Built into there.
And is this the system on a chip up
that
here?
That is the SoC, actually. And it's an entirely new chip called the R8 that we worked on with Allwinner, which is a Chinese manufacturer of chips.
Interesting. It's an ARM chip, I would
say. It's an ARM chip,
Okay. And then what is this? This must be the radio.
That's a Realtek Wi-Fi 2-in-1 with Bluetooth as well.
Cool.
And the thing that we've been working on, right, is we've sort of sourced all of these chips that are very inexpensive and bought them in really large quantities, which is why we did the Kickstarter.
How many really large?
Like, well, so far.
Tens of thousands?
Yeah, a lot. So right
that's
now,
one way you get the price, as you said.
That's one of the only ways.
Yeah.
And so the other thing going here is that making all of this work in a sort of nice way with real Linux takes an enormous amount of work and an enormous community effort.
Software work, you mean?
Software work, yeah.
So, because you need drivers for all of this.
You got it.
Yeah.
So that's really what the Kickstarter was about, was number one, getting the large quantities, and number two, getting a huge group of people to help us mainline the kernel.
Yeah.
So that when you don't have to install all these patch kernels and all these patch things, it just works out of the box.
Interesting. You mean you can literally install a generic Linux on here?
Generic Debian ARM hard float. We'll run on this. That's the plan.
That is impressive.
We're hoping it works out because it means that we don't have to deal with all the nonsense that we did when we built Otto.
Right.
It just works, which is so rare and super awesome.